This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Mammals don't come much older than bats. They're one of the oldest warm-blooded species on the planet, explains Patricia Winters, known to thousands of Bay Area schoolchildren as the Bat Lady.
The oldest bat fossils we can find are from 52 to 60 million years old. They were one of the most successful orders of mammals on the planet until we came along. We invented pesticides. Our Judeo-Christian culture sees bats as evil, and they're often killed for no apparent reason except people think they're all vampires.
And that's a tragic mistake, says Winters, who is also president of the California Bat Conservation Fund, based in Forestville, for a number of reasons.
They're one of the most important creatures on the planet. They're the second largest order of mammal. They're the only significant predator we have of night-flying insect pests, and that is why Caltrans is now putting in bat habitat underneath 12% of all the bridges in California in the Central Valley, because farmers want to go back to an organic, natural way of controlling insect pests. They have a 20-minute digestive system when they're awake, so they can eat twice their weight in insects with no problem at all.
How can they do that? Winters explains that bats use echolocation, sending out bursts of sound up to 200 times per second while flying at up to 60 miles an hour, then navigate based on the sounds that are reflected back to them.
Bats are better at echolocation than any other animal. They get back three times more information than the U.S. Navy or NASA does with their sonar. So NASA and the Navy are now studying bat sonar to improve their own. All bats can see just fine. There's nothing wrong with their eyes, and many have much better eyesight than we do. A lot of bats we have here are crepuscular. They're active at dusk and dawn, so they're used to seeing light.
There are more than 1,100 kinds of bats in the world, the vast majority of them living in the tropics. North America is home to 45 varieties, and 13 of those are native to the North Bay. But just about everywhere, Winters says, their numbers are in steep decline.
Habitat loss, pesticides, killing by people who build these huge mansions right in the middle of an oak woodlands with these wraparound porches where the bats come in. They're looking for a place without the wind so they can have a night roost and eat their insects. And people come out and kill them, and then more bats come in and they kill them. And pretty soon, all the bats in that area are gone.
That's bad news for humans, too, especially if you don't much like mosquitoes.
The very small bats here, the little tiny Myotis bats with a 5-inch wingspan, can eat anywhere from 400 to 1,000 mosquitoes an hour. We have one little bat who's gradually turning into a fishing bat. A couple of million years, she's going to be catching minnows. She's already getting big hind feet and long claws, and that's our Myotis humanensis. And they actually troll water, dragging their claws just over the surface of the water, picking up mosquito larvae. And they can clean out a pond in a few minutes.
Winters notes that adults, far more than children, are afraid of the small flying creatures. Most of them weigh less than an ounce. And she adds that she has never managed to get one caught in her hair, even when she's tried. But if you should find one on the ground, it's best not to touch it, she adds, because such a bat is usually sick. And in some relatively rare cases, they can be carriers for rabies. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.